Kirk, what is the CCEMC? What does that stand for?
The CCEMC is an Alberta-based not-for-profit corporation with a mandate to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and help Alberta adapt to climate change. The organization was formed in 2009. We've been in operation for about 3.5 years. And we make investments in the discovery, development, and deployment of clean technology for the purpose of reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
And where does the money come from for all of this?
The money is sourced from what's called Alberta's large final emitters. And there is a regulation that occurs in Alberta called the Specified Gas Emitters Regulation that obligates any facility in Alberta that produces more than 100,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions to comply with a performance standard that they set. And that performance standard is a 12% improvement or reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. And they can comply by continuous improvement or buying offsets in Alberta's offset market or paying into the fund. And when they pay into the fund, the government of Alberta collects that money and then provides those resources to us in the form of a grant that we administer on their behalf. And we do so in an objective fashion where we use very sort of rich business and technical acumen to pick the very best projects.
If we just look at the big picture right now, how big a problem is this whole issue of greenhouse gas emissions, and where's Alberta's spot in all of this?
Well, I think it's something that we need to take very seriously, and I think Alberta and certainly the CCMC are. We being Alberta, are Canada's largest source of greenhouse gas emissions. And you'll recall that the federal government has committed to the Copenhagen Accord and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 17% by 2020. And we need to get on target to be able to deliver on that. So Alberta's emissions profile is about 55% industrial and about 45% consumption-based. So the Crown has targeted the industrial emissions as a way to make deep cuts in the greenhouse gases that we are emitting. And why is it important? Well, it's important because certainly climate change is real. It is happening. All levels of government have recognized that and are committing to it. And then secondly, it has a very fundamental impact on our economy. So Alberta cares about its brand and cares about its reputation in a global marketplace where it's selling products. And we need to continue to position ourselves as a responsible resource developer, and handling and managing and reducing greenhouse gas emissions is a big part of that.
Your organization is supporting research and to try and make some changes. What do you see as being some of the promising areas where you think that you really can make a difference?
We manage on the basis of a portfolio. And so I would start, Cheryl, by saying that there is no silver bullet here. We like to think of it as silver buckshot. There is a lot of technologies that need to come to bear, and we need to invest in a broad range of ideas and opportunities. So the areas that we focus on that are actually based in Alberta's climate change strategy are cleaner energy production, carbon capture and storage, energy efficiency and conservation, and adaptation. And we finance work in every one of those areas. We also finance work all along what's called the innovation chain or the innovation continuum, right from early stage, sort of the bright idea, all the way through to the deployment level. And yes, we have made investments in a variety of technologies that are really quite transformative, and I think will serve us well as they get traction and they start to produce some results.
Can you give me some examples?
Sure. We have a project called Growing Power Harry Hill, which is the first carbon-neutral biofuel plant in the world, and it's located just north of here, up at Harry Hill. It's a deployment-level project that's going to reduce GHGs by 932,000 tons over 10 years. And by the way, for your listeners that have a hard time conceptualizing what a megaton of greenhouse gas emissions are, one megaton is the equivalent of taking 200,000 cars off the road. And one megaton of CO2 in its gaseous state would fill five Empire State Buildings.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So it's a big number. Another technology is an example would be Medicine Hat Concentrated Solar. And it's a demonstration project. And it concentrates sunlight with mirrors. And it's the first of its kind in Canada. From that, it can produce energy. We have, under cleaner energy production, we have a project called the Enhanced Solvent Extraction Incorporating Electromagnetic Heating. And it's a market demonstration project. It's a consortium of Suncor, Nexen, Laracena, and a Florida-based company called Harris Corporation. And they're replacing steam for in-situ extraction of oil sands with electromagnetic heating in combination with solvents. And hopefully this technology will prove to be successful. And if it does, we'll be able to eliminate the use of water from the extraction process and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by as much as 80%.
Now, the corporation has just put out a call for proposals. You have funding to the tune of $50 million available. What are the details there?
This is a new round. Our practice is to announce two RFPs, requests for proposals, each year. We've completed seven of them so far, and this will be our eighth. And this particular one is targeting cleaner fossil fuel production and processing. So the scope would include fossil fuel extraction, preparation, upgrading, refining, and other processing, including conversion to petrochemicals. And we're looking for technologies, of course, again, that can drive down greenhouse gas emissions. We have $50 million available. An individual project contribution is capped at $10 million, and each applicant that applies to us has to at least come in with a one-to-one match, and their match needs to be unencumbered cash.
And who can apply?
Anyone. Anyone can apply. In fact, we have extended our reach in the last year or so. We've gone to the world, basically. And we're looking at global participation in the marketplace here in Alberta. You know, we have great people here in Alberta, but we don't know everything. And we need to tap into the technologies and the work that's being done in other places of the world. So it's open competition for anyone, anywhere, to contribute to and apply for a project here. The condition, though, is that whatever technology is being proposed must have an application in Alberta. So that's an important distinction. If you've got a particular application that might only apply to, you know, conditions in South America, as an example, that would not be eligible to apply to us.
And you've also got something called the Grand Challenge. What's that?
We're very excited by the Grand Challenge. The Grand Challenge is different than our normal RFP process in a couple of ways. One, we've specified the outcome that we're seeking, and secondly, we've really launched a global competition around the Grand Challenge. And thirdly, we've chosen a very provocative topic. Now, we'll start with the topic. In the context of Alberta, greenhouse gas emissions and CO2 in particular are basically looked at as a waste product. And it's something that we have to get rid of, and it's a problem for us. And we have chosen to turn that around 180 degrees. And we want the world to help us to look at this situation as if CO2 was an asset, that it has value, and it can be converted into useful materials that have markets. And if we can do that, then we can start to consume CO2 that we're producing here and in the process reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but actually build out an entire economy. And so there's all kinds of possibilities around this. We don't know what all the ideas are. We're open for submissions right now. The Grand Challenge closes on July the 15th, and we're encouraging people from all over the world to apply. We've set up a website, and just to give you some stats on the website, which is encouraging, we've had 10,000 direct visits to the Grand Challenge website from 135 different countries. and we've received a number of proposals already, which is very unusual. Usually they come in, you know, people are people, and they tend to come in the last couple of days. So we're really, really excited by this.
With all of this research that's going to be undertaken, what are the chances, though, that this will actually be applied, the different results?
On what, Cheryl? On the Grand Challenge or all the program areas?
Well, I think all the program areas, because we're really looking at a change in the way we do business when it comes to energy, right?
We are. And what we're after and what we look for principally is transformative technology. So, you know, improvements, I'm going to call it improvements around the edges or incremental improvements are good things to do. But if we're going to hit those big targets that Alberta has set for itself, and those targets, by the way, are a 50 megaton reduction by 2020 and a 200 megaton reduction by 2050, then we really need to find and stimulate and nurture transformative technology. And those technologies take some time to reach maturity. You know, so these are investments that are long-term or longer-term, but that have a great probability of being successful. And we spent a lot of time in our adjudication process to find the very best projects with the very best chances of success. Now, are we assuming some level of risk that some of them might not work out? Yeah, we are. But we're doing everything we can to pick, as I say, the very, very best ones. And sometimes the most creative ideas are ones that are really outside the box, and they are risky. But if you don't try them, you'll just not find the solution that you're looking for.
Well, thank you very much, Kirk. It was great to talk to you.
And you too, Cheryl.